You're listening to SBS News.
Dr. Bob Brown was born on the 27th of December 1944 in Oberon, New South Wales. He began his career as a surgeon in Canberra and later in London before he resettled in Launceston, Tasmania, where he became involved in the state's environmental movement while still practising as a GP. In 1972, he became a member of Australia's first Green Party, the United Tasmania Group, which many argue started the trend of Green state-based independent parties. Dr. Brown became famous for his comment, "Flooding the Franklin would be like putting a scratch across the Mona Lisa," spoken in protest of the proposed damming of Tasmania's Franklin River in the early 1980s. Australia's state-based Greens parties banded together in 1992 to form the Federal Australian Greens. Dr. Brown in 1996 became the fourth member of the Australian Greens movement ever to enter the federal parliament, and 2 years later he was the party's sole federal MP. Since the turn of the century, the Australian Greens replaced the Australian Democrats as the third main Australian voting choice behind the two major parties. Emeritus Professor of Politics at the University of Adelaide, Clement McIntyre, says the Greens' growth is a reflection of both an increase in voters' environmental awareness and the political climate of the early 2000s.
As people became more and more conscious of the importance of climate change and challenges caused to the economy and broader considerations about the future of the Australian environment, there was a growing interest in environmental politics. But I think at the same time, it's no coincidence that it came at a very similar time that the Australian Democrats declined, and the Australian voters have often looked for third parties in the Senate. And as the Democrats were seen to be less and less relevant, then the Australian Greens were able to, in a sense, take that place.
In 2007, the Greens secured more than 1 million votes, expanding their representation in the Senate to 5, a number large enough to achieve official parliamentary status. And in the 2010 federal election, the Greens received 1.6 million votes to secure 6 Senate seats, taking their tally in the upper house to 9. Melbourne's Adam Bandt broke new ground for the party, securing the Greens' first seat in the House of Representatives at a general election.
Melbourne, together, we have made history today!
The party entered a supply and confidence agreement with Labor in 2010, with the two parties working together on a number of common issues. After 16 years in federal politics leading the Australian Greens, MP Bob Brown resigned as the party leader in April 2012, halfway through his term. He handed over the leadership to MP Christine Milne, who he'd worked alongside in the early days of his environmental activism in Tasmania. Many argued it would be the end of the Greens, an argument Dr. Brown described as grossly inaccurate.
This isn't the first time we've done this. I left the Tasmanian Parliament and she took on the leadership, and there were all sorts of dismal proclamations about the end of the Greens. Well, look at us now. This party is set to grow. I remember well being in this Parliament as the only Green a decade ago. Here we are now 10.
Under Senator Milne's leadership, the Greens thrived, and in 2013 the party officially ended the agreement with Labor. At the time, Senator Milne accused Labor of siding with the mining industry and making coal seam gas development easier. Senator Milne claimed her party was the only one serious about tackling climate change, an issue she predicted would become more relevant in the future.
When you look around the world, it is extremely unusual to end up with majority government. In fact, it's the exception rather than the rule. This is the century where the overwhelming challenge is going to come from the environment as a result of global warming. That's going to impact on defence policy, impact on people moving around the world, on food scarcity. And that's why you're going to see both of the old parties decline over time and the rise of new parties like the Greens.
Today, the Greens are led by Senator Richard Di Natale, who, before entering Parliament, was a public health specialist working in Aboriginal health in the Northern Territory. The Australian Greens have 9 federal senators, 1 federal MP, 23 state MPs, and more than 100 Greens councillors, including Green mayors. The party says they aim to use evidence-based solutions to solve the problems facing Australia now, the main issues being economic inequality, the increasing cost of living, environmental destruction, and addressing climate change. As the 2019 federal election draws closer, Senator Di Natale says neither the Coalition nor Labor are adequately addressing the issue of climate change, but the Greens will.
Liberal and Labor Party won't deal with coal because they get massive donations from the coal, oil and gas industry, and that's why neither of them can be taken seriously on climate change. This plan phases out coal and brings in 170,000 new jobs in the renewable energy industries. This is a plan for job creation in renewable energy and a plan to ensure we phase out the biggest cause of climate change, and that's the burning of coal.
It looks likely climate change policy and emissions target reduction plans will play a key role in how voters place their ballots in the federal election in May. Murray Silby, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.